wonders.
The main issue of the day, or to run toward it, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, now with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Kohut, and you, discussing the shootings in Arizona. Hard to get away from this. The Good Day program sometimes has to become a good place for you to let go. What's your thought? What is the thought that carries the day? I don't know that there is one. There isn't. I know that there, I shouldn't say I don't know that there is one. There isn't one. And so as we try to wrap ourselves around this thing, which the whole idea of a woman who's a congresswoman doing her job, because that's what she was doing. We all complain about Congress having not listened to us for years and being tone deaf. This woman just won re-election, a narrow margin. There's a lot of controversy about the ads that appeared from the other side that were trying to dislodge her in a state that is filled with angry rhetoric, in a country that is filled with angry rhetoric on both sides. So what's our job here? And how my feeling is that the role of this radio program is to get to all of the various issues, take a piece from this and that, and all of the people that are on this program have decidedly different points of view about most of the issues of the day. I'm looking at headlines now. I'm looking at all kinds of headlines because sometimes they tell the story. Heated discussion on and about talk media, the horrific mass shootings of this lady, Ms. Gifford, and 17 others in Tucson, is and will be the dominant focus, the dominant topic, if you will, of conversation on so-called news talk radio stations, news talk radio hosts, cable news, and talk television, the new media. And so here we are involved in something, the signals or signs of which, having come from the event, are the same as many think caused the event. That is the vitriolic debate about the responsibility, whether true or not. There are plenty of people, including the sheriff of Pima County, who really started this debate about free speech and where the reasoning is why the talk radio and television hosts have a role in the decline of America. Basically, that's what he started with his focus, and he's on a number of talk shows over the weekend. The fires of contentiousness, that's the right word. Critics of the people who are on the right, like Limbaugh and Beck. Detractors of Sarah Palin and the Tea Party movement, amplifying their claims that these voices encourage a level of hate and discontent that inevitably results in incivility and violence, pointing to the situation in Tucson as yet another example of this process. But then there are those who are defenders of these people, of these programs, of these hosts, countering by saying the left capitalizes on and exploits any opportunity it has to blame those who express a point of view on the other side with which it disagrees and wants to shut it down. And we all know the arbiters in that discussion. We've heard from them. We listen to their pedantic cries for government regulation, government oversight, government in as an arbiter, Advertiser boycotts. Now, you see, I don't have a problem with advertiser boycotts because that is an expression. The government being involved, no place in this. But you, as a listener, you as somebody with a point of view, you want to express yourself by going out to, to advertisers on programs you don't like. That's okay with me. It may not get you anywhere, or it may not really be the right way to handle it, but that's your way of expressing yourself. That's swell. Talk radio has been the center of these debates many, many times. I remember listening to President Clinton's statement on the airplane. Richie, you could probably find clip of President Clinton talking about hate radio. That was after the fallout came from Oklahoma City. Remember that?
If you talk about hope, you're derided as being naive. If you're really good at bad-mouthing people, you can get a radio talk show.
Yeah. And so that's something that has been knocking around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
800-510-8255. Matter of fact, Richie, why don't you see if you can find Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
Okay.
I think he might have some legitimate and responsible points of view as to how the news media, how the talk media, because they are not the same, and let there be no mistake that Fox News is not a news organization, even though it calls itself a news organization.
We distort, you decide?
Then MSNBC is not a news organization because they distort, and you decide as well. There, it's both sides distorting, and you find a home watching one or the other. Maybe you watch both. But it's hard to find, and you see this is the state where we are, thanks in part to instant media. Hard to find objectivity. Hard to find out what the real truth is. And because, as has been the case with many people who have called this program already this morning, Roberta, people are so quick to judge, so quick to come up with a decision, so quick to decide, this is what happened, but all the facts are not in.
Well, Doug, how much do you think is the problem that we've gone down to 15-second or 10-second sound bites? Everything, you know, is presented. If you watch the news, if you're watching Fox, if you're watching MSNBC, if you're watching the nightly news, each story is under 90 seconds long, and people are making their opinions based on someone's
sound bites. It's like
sound bites,
right. People
and
who make a decision on
story.
Who to vote for based on a 30-second commercial.
Well, exactly.
How stupid is that?
Well, it's the Twitter generation. It's these little quick things.
And that's what we're talking about.
Hit.
That's why Clay Cohod, who is 20 years old, doesn't have a clue about what the real issues are. He really doesn't. And neither do most people who are his age, sadly. And part of that is the fact that we're in the Twitter/Facebook generation. Part of it is because our school system sucks. It doesn't teach critical thinking. It doesn't teach you even how to think.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you how to take tests and pass them, but it doesn't teach you how to think, how to work your way through the process of making decisions where your decisions are made for you by your parents, perhaps. This is the way you need to believe. Okay, that's fine. You want to teach your kids what you believe in, fine. But at the exclusion of other things, that's not an educated, you're not bringing along an educated child to become an educated adult if there isn't exposure to all different kinds of ideas. It just isn't. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, then we get into the elitists who would say, oh, well, you know, there are some schools that are better than others and some children are smarter than others and they'll be the leaders of tomorrow. They'll find their way to the top. Yeah, you know. There are a lot of people who don't have opportunity that might need to have some opportunity in this land of opportunity. That's what we call ourselves, isn't it? 800-510-8255. That 9-year-old girl has zero opportunity to become a contributor to society. Christina Taylor Greene has no opportunity. None. Now,
poor kid.
The other people that were killed in this tragedy had at least had some time to make their mark. She made a mark, for sure, and is, as we see her picture, every moment we see it, every time we think about what an unbelievable GD waste this is of a child's life, because this person who is not really, in my mind, I mean, so he has psychological problems, mental problems. His life does not deserve to continue. I'm sorry if that sounds very crass and people say, oh, you got to go through the system. This guy is guilty and should be extinguished as quickly as possible. And I do not believe in the death penalty most of the time. It's people say, well, it's convenient for you to pick and choose. In this circumstance,
well,
there is
not much doubt as to who did this.
Doubt as to what happened. And therefore, the system should act as quickly, there I am using that word, Clay, to extinguish this person as a lesson as quickly as possible. This man has no way extinguishing.
He's got Timothy McVeigh's lawyer, though.
Oh, good.
Does he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, well, a little pause here. I'm getting a little hot under the collar. 800-510-8255, 17 after on Good Day.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the field, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Preventive care is a critical component of limiting lifetime complications for persons with diabetes. According to the Society for Vascular Surgery, when complications develop, aggressive management of contributing factors to atherosclerosis, otherwise known as hardening of the arteries, is also very important to managing the disease and preventing stroke, heart attack, and leg amputations. Atherosclerosis is a known side effect of long-term diabetes that, in the worst-case scenarios, may lead to blockages in the diabetic's heart, brain, or leg arteries. If you have diabetes, see a vascular surgeon to care for your arteries and blood vessels. Today's vascular surgeons are the only specialists who are skilled in all vascular therapies. They're comprehensively trained in medical, endovascular, and surgical therapies. Vascular surgeons are the experts who provide the best diagnosis and treatment for vascular conditions. To learn more about your vascular health and to find a vascular surgeon, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery's website at www.vascularweb.org.
Michael Harrison, who's the publisher of Talkers Magazine, is going to join us in about 20 minutes or so. After Roberta spends a few minutes doing what she does best, that is helping you save some money, the queen of cheap, along in just a few minutes. But we're reacting to and talking about all of the bits and pieces of this tragedy. Laura is in Marksville, Louisiana. Yes, Laura, please come on.
Yes, I am a Fox News listener, and I am intelligent enough to know that they do give opinion along with the news, but they are better at giving more information on the news rather than just opinion, as some of the others are. But I also listen to you on the way to school in the mornings, because I do also want to get your opinion, because you are, of course, giving opinion along with the news. And I do like to catch multiple sides of situations.
Good.
So I can form an intelligent opinion myself.
What do you teach?
Science.
And how do you go about that in this world of all the distractions? What age? High school kids?
Junior high.
Junior high. How do you deal with all the distractions, Laura?
It's not easy.
I wouldn't have thought, no.
In college, I also had, and this was, believe me, many years ago, I also had a mentally disturbed student in my class that I was always worried about.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Yes, thank you for the call.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Almost 24 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut, Rich McFadden, me and you here discussing this tragedy in Tucson. Interesting, I'm saying this kind of chuckling as I look into the life of this woman, Ms. Giffords. Apparently she's a big motorcycle mama, has a big Harley or some kind of a big hog that she rides around all over the place. And very much described by both sides. See, she would be the kind of person, not knowing much about her, frankly, but what I read, my sense is, even though she supported a couple of things that I might not have supported had I been in Congress, she seems to be pretty popular with the Republicans. As a matter of fact, I listened to the first story that I heard about this. The first person I heard quoted was Jan Brewer, who's the governor of Arizona, talking about how wonderful Giffords is, and how she's been friends with her for ever since she's been in public life and encouraged her to run, apparently endorsed her, how quietly, I don't know, but she's a middle of the roader.
Yeah, just learning about her plans and her
right.
stances on things. I mean, she seemed
but
like
she
a
worked,
really good
I mean, she was doing what these people are supposed to do.
Right.
I would have voted for her from what I know about her.
And she knew her district with her gun, where
yeah.
she stood on guns.
Right?
She believed
yeah.
in your right to bear arms. And she said, how can you represent a county with Tombstone in it without allowing people to have guns?
But, but yet the whole business about the crosshairs and all that stuff as it surfaces here, it colors the debate, sadly. She is the focus, and the people who have died, this little girl who apparently had told her parents – and one of the reasons she was there, her parents weren't with her. She was there with some friend, apparently.
And her neighbor had invited her
yeah,
to go along.
Because she was so interested yeah. at nine in politics.
Imagine
God
how
bless
that neighbor
her.
Must feel.
Oh, oh man. Well, Mickey is in Lake Havasu, not that far from where all this took place. Go ahead, Mickey. You're on the Good Day program.
All right. Thank you. I have two quick comments.
Sure.
One, I think it's really, really arrogant of people to point fingers at Sarah Palin or Beck or Limbaugh or any other person, right or left. Because aren't they doing the same thing? They're saying, why don't you go shoot that guy? Because look at what they do.
Right, but we hate
They're
Sarah
bad.
Palin. It's the same thing. You're right.
All right, so then
exactly.
how do we fix
the same
all of this, Mickey?
Arrogance.
Yes, yeah,
arrogance.
We agree. We don't disagree with you at all. So how
okay,
do we get beyond
issue,
this?
My second issue is she's not the only one killed. It really kind of bothers me that nobody else's names are brought up, or the fact that they have families as mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers of other people who love them very much. And we don't hear their names.
No, we are hearing about
any respect whatsoever.
Right. We're hearing about the congresswoman,
the federal judge,
aide, the judge, and the 9-year-old
girl. Because she was a little girl.
I haven't heard anything about the other two people.
I have. I was watching last night a piece on NBC at the end of the, I don't know, what do they call this, Dateline or whatever it is. Brian Williams was there. There's a story about an older fellow who got killed, who apparently was very good at helping out in the community, was pretty much an advocate. I can't remember his name, but I could draw a picture
of him. Exactly, and we should be hearing all those names and about those people. They had lives, too. God bless the woman that was the congressman. She was a Democrat. I'm a Republican.
Why did you feel it was necessary to say that? Mickey. Why did you feel it was necessary to say that you were a Republican and she was a Democrat? Why did you feel that necessary?
Because I'm saying that, irregardless of that, I liked her. Yeah. I thought that she was a good representative.
Well, I mean, isn't that more important
Arizona,
to like people, regardless you can agree or disagree with them, and like them or not, depending on their being a human being, not whether they're a Republican or Democrat? See, that is part of what I'm trying to get at here a little. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the Obama administration is granting the U.S. Commerce Department authority to create an Internet ID program. You won't be receiving national ID cards linking you to an online identity, but the program hopes to eliminate the need to memorize a dozen passwords. Who should be responsible for our cybersecurity? In other news, Verizon will be offering a $30 a month unlimited data plan to new subscribers that purchase an iPhone 4. Large investments into wireless networks make Verizon confident that it can withstand the data consumption. With analysts predicting 12 million iPhone sales in the first year, will Verizon's unlimited plan last longer than AT&T's? Let's hope so. And finally, Apple had 1 million downloads from its Mac App Store on the first day of business. The store features over 1,000 applications, and some developers are amazed by its rapid success, noting twice as many users signing up for their programs through the store. Despite piracy concerns, the App Store window shopping mentality is already paying dividends. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Intuit Small Business presents Clarity in 30 Seconds. To see exactly where your business stands, just open Intuit QuickBooks and click on Reports. Hit the Profit and Loss tab. And there you have it, the bottom line, literally. All your income and expenses made clear, with enough time left over to give myself a crew cut. Goodbye, home perm. Try Intuit QuickBooks online free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can do what you love. Intuit. Small business rejoice.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Ugh.
The hours we continue on the Good Day program talking about the obvious from various points of view. Some of them are obvious, some of them aren't. That's why we encourage your input at 800-510-8255. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, will be here to react to and talk about, and not, we know the story of the girl and the congresswoman. Interesting sort of side stories here. I saw Bob Woodruff. Remember when he was, what happened to him? He had a skiing accident. He had brain damage done as a result of some, he was the ABC News guy.
Yeah. Remember,
was he in a car accident? What happened to him?
It was over
he,
in Afghanistan.
Yeah, he got shot
in Afghanistan.
Duty, yeah.
Right, okay. So he talks about coming back from that. I find, frankly, of all the people who have had, this is me and how I value things, of this story, at this point, one of the most interesting sides of it is the woman who stopped this
guy
from
and
reloading
took the magazine
his,
away from him.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right.
She didn't know what she was doing. They just yelled, "Grab the magazine!"
Right.
And she did.
Yeah, yeah. There's all these side stories that become a part, an important part of the overall.
That and the intern for Giffords who went over and attended to her.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Stopped the bleeding, otherwise she would have died.
Mm-hmm.
So the suspect appears in court today, and there'll be some heavy guard around him because there'll be plenty of people wanting to do the same thing to him. So, and he has the same lawyer as the Unabomber,
Timothy McVeigh. Yeah.
And McVeigh. So. Jeez, these guys.
It must be interesting to be a lawyer for these people.
Yeah.
How do you do it? Must
yeah,
be
right?
Hard.
How do you defend
well,
them?
Well, you take the law and you say this is what the law says to protect the person to the, you know, to the extent that you can. Interesting. There's a story in here about how isolated, and again, we use these terms. If you go back over the Columbine, the college shooter, most of these people who have done these things, they were all isolated from the rest of their peers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Almost to a person, they were isolated away from those. And those people who knew there was something wrong shunned them, pushed them out of the way.
Instead
so they did their part to keep them away from them, but didn't do the greater didn't follow the greater good to the greater good.
Now, these are people all with anger issues.
Oh, of course.
And anger issues all stem from self-esteem issues.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, it all goes back to your childhood.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, I mean, they were saying on Saturday on the news that she had received so many threats before that this was just kind of old hat for her.
Yeah, well, you remember when she had her her glass from her office was kicked in, shot in, something like
right.
that.
Yeah, she had her office
thrown a brick at something.
But this guy had letters from her saying thank you for coming to my Congresswoman on the Street events before.
And yeah, he had attended her. I mean, he only lived 5 minutes away from where
he was watching and watching and watching to
waiting.
Figure out how it all worked and how it fit together. All right. We get back to this, as I said, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine will join us in a few minutes. First, though, let's have Roberta give us some input as to what you can find. This is the more direct, these are the predictable things that happen on Good Day every day, including a visit to the Queen of Cheap Box at gooddayshow.com.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster type.
Wow!
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Well, you know the saying, Doug, when the going gets tough, the tough go out and eat.
Really? And where are we going for dinner today?
It's called stress eating.
If we go out with you, Roberta, where are we going? Because wherever you go, it's going to be cheap.
Lots of cheap and lots of freebies going on. This is a heads up for you. National Pancake Day is March 1st. And there's going to be free pancakes at IHOP. We're just reminding you now. We're going to keep reminding you in the next couple of weeks that National Pancake Day is coming up. Also, we got a rebate for free Kellogg's Cyber Plus cereal. This is for a full box. It's up to a $4.49 value, so you can try the stuff free. We got the rebate coupon for you. Also, buy one, get one at Pete's Coffee and Tea. And currently, man, if you want breakfast, I know this is your favorite, Doug. I pulled these just for you. Waffle House. You
can
get
a
free waffle at Waffle House.
I'm leaving Wednesday to do the cross-country trip. I want freebies at the Waffle House.
We got free waffle at Waffle House and free hash browns at Waffle House.
Wow. Look, I stop every morning.
You can stop and you can
send me those coupons.
You can print these coupons as many times as you want, and as you go cross country.
Will you be eating those with your Metafast shakes, Ducky? Just checking.
Just checking.
I'm meeting with my lady today.
I won't tell you that I stopped at the Waffle House.
Yeah, we'll know.
Okay, we'll know.
You'll leave grease stains on the microphone.
Yeah.
And if you're bringing your kids with you to a Waffle House and they're not totally potty trained, we have free goodnight samples for you, which are kitty diapers, after they've eaten all those free pancakes and waffles and hash browns. This is all on the Good Day site, gooddayshow.com or
Doug's. It is, Roberta, yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Whatever it is, it's there. The miscellany of all of this.
I love free food.
Yeah, free food is cool. Not sure we'll have time to get to Jennifer and an overview of what happened on television. Or maybe more importantly, what's going on tonight. We'll see. We'll just play it by ear. Because in a moment, I'm going to give some time to Michael Harrison. One of the major discussion points here, our poll, by the way, who is responsible for this tragedy? A, political extremism on both sides. B, nobody is at fault but the shooter. C, the system for allowing him to slip through unnoticed. D, loose gun control laws for allowing the shooter to get a gun and ammo. So we'll talk about political extremism on the radio, television, because that's what Michael does in Talkers Magazine, not dealing with extremism, but dealing with those who would say we need to stop this. You know what? The law doesn't stop it. The audience stops it. If you object to what you hear on the radio and enough people object to it and go away, the radio show goes away. Hey, that's how this works. No audience, no listeners, no sponsors, no show. That's it. You don't have to have the government regulate this. We all need to figure out what our priorities are. And if priority number one is listening to all these people because you think they give you what is necessary to know, then you stick with it. If you think that they are detracting or destroying our society, some of you think they're helping, some of you think they're hurting. But wherever the majority is, so goes the show. If there's no audience, believe me, Rush Limbaugh made $54 million hosting his radio program last year.
Ugh.
Glenn Beck made 10. Sean Hannity made 14. Laura Ingram, I don't know what she's getting paid, but I'm talking about Smirkonish I'm not speaking of Michael Savage. These people all have made a lot of money at the fountain of debate. And if there weren't people listening to these programs, then they wouldn't make the kind of money that they do. So what's the story? Are these programs the problem? Do we need to fix that? And is the fix just not listening to them? Obviously, there's an audience there, and that means these people are speaking to what people are thinking and feeling. I mean, it can't be the whole audience is stupid. there are some pretty intelligent people listening to what these folks say. So there's something there. We'll get to the bottom of it as much as we can with Michael in a moment. Meanwhile, let's talk about something that's a little more fun. That is Roberta's face. God, look at that face.
Huh?
Look at Roberta's face, will you? Let's compare. If you're at DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com, there are pictures of all of us there. Matter of fact, there's a picture of all of us together. If you see Maria and Jennifer.
That's a great picture of
her. Richie, and you put Jennifer next to Roberta and look at their faces. Yeah, Jennifer is younger by 20-some years from Roberta. Roberta has fixed her face somewhat, and she knows I tease her about the knife and what goes on, looking into her eyes. Mm-hmm. I think, well, I mean, I can't really tell.
There.
Whoever's worked on you, they have done a good job, because I can't tell by looking at your face.
I don't look like Joan Rivers?
No, you don't look like Joan Rivers, no. But you don't, you know, you look, I don't know that we're going to have you pass for Reese Witherspoon or for Sonia, what's her name, Hayek? Is that how you pronounce Selma?
Selma Hayek.
All right, exactly. But there are people who are in their 50s who have, Rhoda's not a smoker, but there are others who are. I look at pictures of Susan Sarandon, for example, who's been a big smoker all her life.
A smoker does terrible things.
And her eyes look like she's either had some work done or she's been using night skin, one or the other.
Ah.
Or both, it could be. This is not a camouflage. This is a fix for the problem. Night skin cream is the way for both men and women to get rid of age spots, dry skin problems. You need moisturizer at night. Night skin does the trick, putting all the natural things that are a part of your body, your skin, back into them so your skin can heal itself. Softer, younger-looking skin. The wrinkles go away. The eyes, the lines around them, the creases by your mouth, all that stuff addressed by two things. Two supporting things. One of them is night skin. You put it on at night before you go to bed. You get it at 800-607-7078. A free bottle of night skin at 800-607-7078. Also call that number and order Tautinol, which is the daytime equivalent of night skin. Tautinol has a lot of strong ingredients that keep your face protected, the pores open, and the damage of wind and sun and all that stuff, whatever you're around during the day, if you're in it, you're sweating a lot. This does the trick, and there's special deals on Tautinol as well. You'll want the full treatment, and you'll get help by calling 800-607-7078, especially ask for the free bottle of night skin by getting a full facial while you sleep. 800-607-7078.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He joins us now with an overview of part of the discussion, the debate about whether free speech is appropriate. There are some who have suggested, Michael, that it isn't beyond belief that someone could have done this, as reprehensible as it seems. Again, part of the free speech, the discussion, whether or not this may have been contrived. Somebody put this guy up to it who wanted to have the free speech debate and the government get involved in curbing the voices of distraction.
Well, I don't think that this guy did this evil deed directly to hurt free speech. I think this guy did the evil deed because we have a lot of maniacs out there, and we always have. History is full of whack jobs and people who take political malcontent to violence. I mean, whether we had free speech or not, things like this will happen. They have happened, and they'll continue to. So I think that the people that point to free speech or point to talk radio or point to those out there engaged in rhetoric as being linked to examples of violence are exploiting it for their own political gain. And I just don't see a direct connection between the two, although a case could be made that could be compelling that this tragic shooting in Arizona took place because of Sarah Palin, the Tea Party, and the conservative talk radio and television hosts.
Well, there's the debate and discussion about both sides being polarizing, and you know as well as I do, you and I have talked about it in separate conversations about Al Sharpton and his going to the FCC to try to put a damper on. All it does is cause attention aimed at him, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, and to hear the same old arguments. And that's really what happens here. We have, whether you agree or disagree with the sheriff, there's nothing new to these arguments, is there?
No, there's nothing new to the arguments. And again, if somebody is saying something in the marketplace of ideas, in the free marketplace of ideas with which you disagree, go out there and disagree. Yeah. Don't try to shut them down. Shutting them down is more dangerous than disagreeing or with what they originally are saying. But this is going to happen. As soon as I heard this story, I said, uh-oh, here we go. It's going to be pinned on talk radio.
Yep.
And sure enough, it is.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing that happens. Now, I'm not for rabble-rousing. I'm all against rabble-rousing, but I'm even more against the government making it illegal to rabble-rouse. We have to have the courage in this country to stand behind the First Amendment and to stand behind a robust, diverse, and in some cases extreme media. That is part of the American way. And if, in fact, there were shootings all over the country going on by normal people who were encouraged to do so by somebody on the radio, then you look at it. But these people all have a history of malcontent. They are extremists. They're far more extreme than the people on the radio they're complaining about. You take a look at all of their histories. They are there. They're not getting their ideas from radio people. They're getting their ideas from all those extreme organizations with their own grapevines, with their own set of communications, with their own culture. People like Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and Sarah Palin are soft core compared to these guys.
Yeah. And who would you be speaking about in particular?
Talking about this fellow who just did the shooting. I'm talking about Timothy McVeigh. I'm talking about anybody motivated to go out and kill somebody for political reasons. They usually, when they find their apartments and they look at their histories and they look at their...
What about, we got 30 seconds. What about shows like Gun Talk on the radio?
Gun Talk is a show that deals with First Amendment rights. There are the legitimacy of owning guns in America based upon our history and our law.
It helps or hurts?
I don't think it hurts. I don't know how much it helps, but I certainly don't think it hurts. Everything I know about Gun Talk supports legitimate behavior and respect of firearms.
Yep. All right. Interesting input from a man who follows this every day of his life, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on Good Day.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I feel like we've now been on this for the most part for the past 3 hours, and I'm not sure what's left. Honestly, you have not been around. I would be very surprised to find anybody other than Richie and me who had been in on this thread of conversation for the 3 hours that we've been on it. And I'm when I get to a point where I feel like there's nothing new, then I sort of stop. And that may or may not be fair to those who want to listen to other people's points of view on this. 800-510-8255. The story of Gabrielle Giffords, the story of the attack, the story of the focus on civility. And one thing we haven't... All right, so here's one angle we haven't taken on this. We've talked about the sheriff and little girl, but we have not talked about... We've talked about the rhetoric that exists on talk radio and talk television, but we have not talked about the rhetoric that exists among those who are in politics, those who are on either side, and the astounding lack of civility that is apparent and has been for too long a period of time. I can't give you exactly when it all started to get. I think it is, frankly, like it or not, it is tied into the emergence of the 24-hour news cycle.
Yeah.
And the always looking for quotes and 15-second sound bites and all of that stuff. I really do think that you can draw a parallel, a stark, direct parallel between the start of those three 24-hour cable channels, and they're always constantly looking for something, and the general congressional diatribe, discourse, whatever, however you want to call it. And this is this stuff. No matter what, these shootings of these people are unprovoked. There's nothing. This woman was doing her job. She's probably one of the better people in Congress in terms of actually getting it and having your fingers on the pulse of what people. She'd spend her Saturday mornings going to shopping centers and putting up a table. Arizona's warm, so you can be outside. Here's a sign. Here I am. Come talk to me. And so I thought Boehner actually did a pretty good job of putting this stuff into it. I don't know that I would have heretofore accused him of being eloquent, because I'm not sure that he is particularly intellectually intelligent. I don't mean that to sound like I'm a snob, because I'm not. I come from the grittiest, rudiest part of America. I don't think there's anybody who has more connection to the earth and reality than I do. See it every day, cows dying and animals born dead and stuff like that. So I mean, I'm in touch with what happens in the real world that way. And I just think, but also Richie will tell you that I'm pretty naive. It is that I choose not to believe the worst in people. I choose to believe that there's more good than not, but there are bad people, and there are bad ideas, and there are bad things that happen. The news media cycle focuses on that which is bad and not that which is good. Therefore, we have a warped sense. Those people who leave MSNBC on all the time, or Fox, or any of the rest of them, and listen, watch, hear, wait for every... It's that kind of stuff that gets pounded into your brain. And I'm not saying you're not smart enough to figure out what's right and wrong, but there's more...
It's depressing.
Pejorative.
I think that's why this morning I started the show, and I just... Because I watch the news more this weekend than I have in a lot of weekends, and you get depressed.
Well, because of the same thing.
I've come to the point where I filter it.
Yeah.
Okay, what do I need to know? And
in order to be intelligently aware on this program. Right. That's all. Right. But you look at the same roundtable discussions that take place with these same old supposed articles.
I find myself going to read more than watch, because when I read, I can kind of say, okay, here's what I need, and the rest is garbage.
All right, 58 past the hour. This is a good day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.